Let me reply to Kluge. I think he asked it at the end. I think at the end he asked it. What? Pirish Rashi says the Sfatem is Pirish Rashi. We're four. Do you have Mr. Rashi?
No.
I don't know where you got this Rashi from. Sfatem is. By mine, Mao Lechel Adama B'Shabbat. Huh? Moisef Rashi, there you go. Okay.
Yeah,
that's why they call him Sfat. Oh, there is a Moisef Rashi?
Yeah. No.
You have on the bottom Moisef Rashi, he brings down Mishum Rafur?
Yeah, Rabbi.
He brings Mishum Rafur? Moisef
Rashi.
Doesn't say anything about it, right?
No, Moisef Rashi is from different
generation. I don't know. He says Sfat Emes. Who says Rafur? I don't agree it's Rafur.
No,
he's not.
He's saying to another No.
Maybe he's learning from here.
He's saying outside. I understand, but the question is, where's Rashi say we're four?
No, shall I say,
yeah, but that's think of the child of the Gemara, one second. That's think of the question, but the child, why he's taking it.
So since they're asking it, so
where did Rashi say Pirish Lira for? Rashi never said. The Lishna lay Matsmahaki, and the Lashna's not Matsmahaki. Why is the Lashna not Matsmahaki?
Let's see why the Lashna's not
Matsmahaki. Because the Gemara didn't say it.
What do you mean?
I know that sounds good. The Lishna lay Matsmahaki means the Gemara is not
Matsmahaki. No, Rashi's Lira for.
That's the Shabbos. It's awesome. I don't know why the guy's taking it. You know what? Let me tell you why I'm telling you this. My question to you is, let's say a guy takes this thing, but he didn't have in mind before. Who said he had in mind? Is the Shabbos the Gemara, Ma'u Lechel? See, the Miri learns the case that they take it for a fool. Eilu Shochlim is a lirafua. Rashi never said that he'd take it lirafua. He made it up and never said it. And then he says, Velishloi Mashmahaki. And I know why Velishloi Mashmahaki. Because the Lashon HaGemara is Mahu Lechel. It never said that Oy Eilu Shoichlim, Mahu Lechel. Are you allowed to eat it? Who says what the guy's eating it for?
So maybe it's made to eat.
Otazoi. Not either it's made to eat.
Yes.
And the question is, should we ask it also for Shrika Samimanim? Because it has in it Samimanim, it has in it Rufuo.
Or
because it's not, or it's not made to eat, and he wants to eat it. Again, Mahu Lechel Adama B'Shabbos. The Meiri says clearly, Eilu Shochlim Etzeh for Rufuo. Says the Sfat Emes in Rashi, Lirufuo. Who said? Where did Rashi say one word? And then he says, the Lishna le Mashmachi. The Lashna of the Gemara is not Mashma this way. You know why? Because the Gemara never said, Mahu Lechel Rufuo Adama. It's Lechel Adama Mishabes. And the funniest thing of all it is, Mishtama, that's why Rashi didn't say Lerfuo, because that's not who says it's Lerfuo. He says Rashi says it, Lishna le Mashmachi. Moreno Sfatem, that's why Rashi never said it, because it's not true. The Gam Kasher le Pirusho. Mashe Shivlo Vichi Bechoyel Mihutra. He asked somebody the Akasha, which is the Kasha I asked you. So what was the Shaka Vatari of the Gemara? Who shall El Rufu of one Elish is a poison? Mamayash, he asked his question. Kama, right, the Rufu, I used to Kama Divri Rufu, Ikis. There's so many different types of Rufu. The Kasha is Lahai, Umal Lahai. There are many medicines that it's good for one thing and bad for another thing. So he's not asked on the Yisrael. He doesn't understand. How could it be that bad? Every medicine is that way.
Yes.
V'hoyaniru l'farish, v'loy mayrish oichel l'rfuah. Elafilu echel shaloy l'rfuah. Rots a Rebbe lesser, mishum zer d'shem yitzchak ha'ofar, v'yich t'shenu.
They ask
interesting Sfat Emes. Either you learn the pshat according to the way the Sfat Emes learns the Gemara, that the shakla v'tari of the Gemara was like this. This is not a medicine. This is food, either food or non-food. The person who ate it didn't even take it for a fool. And still it should be offered.
How much did he take? What should he take? What should he take?
Why he took it? Why he took it? He likes to taste it. He likes to taste it.
He likes to taste it.
Yeah.
What more?
Maybe. So either you learn the kash of the Gemara, kash like this. Now listen carefully. Now listen good. Listen to what you say. Either you learn like this, that according to the Sfat Emes, the way he learns of the Gemara, the guy never took it before. He never took it before. It's something that people could have refuah from it. For example, example, a coffee. Sound familiar? Coffee. Yeah.
It gives you
a person like me. It gives you food. Wakes you up. It takes away headaches. It's not only headaches. You want to know something truthfully? That's tremendous things in medicine. It's a drug. Coffee is officially a drug, by the way. It's officially a narcotic. You know that? It's one of the narcotics. Because of the caffeine. Caffeine is a narcotic.
The green tea.
They say it, but it isn't true.
Maybe green
because it's rather not true. They say it. People walk around saying it. Go and you look, you see it's not true. Look how much caffeine each thing has. How many grams of caffeine does tea have? You take out a book, they'll have it. You'll see it. People think tea has more than coffee. It's rather not true. I know, but it's talk, it's not true. You look today, the science, they don't believe it. It's not true. That's not the point. Let's move on. Lamaisa, you want to know what other kaiches it has? That's tremendous kaiches. It speeds the heart, coffee. It's a diuretic. It takes away water from the body.
What?
People that yeshva mayim, malim mayim, that they fill up water in their legs and their hands, right? Diabetes, coffee takes care of that.
Yes.
Coffee's a diuretic. Diuretic, D-U-I-R, and that's why it dehydrates you. That's why you feel thirsty after the coffee. It's a diuretic. It has kaiches in medicine. It has a shem narcotic. In today's drugs, officially, it's one of the drugs. Caffeine. They sell it in the store as a drug. Caffeine.
They say for every cup of tea, you get $1.
Yeah, because it's a diuretic. It takes away the drink. It takes away the water. It has kaiches in refuah. I don't even want to get into it. The bottom line is, I can think of other foods also. Certain foods, they say, has vitamin C, unbelievable amounts of vitamin C, and you eat it because it has vitamin C, right?
Yes, cereals.
Again, I'm not going to come and tell you.
I'm not going to come and tell you that
oranges, people don't eat from oranges. People eat oranges and just because it has vitamin C. And vitamins, not necessarily, is medicine. But caffeine. It's very uncommon. Most people take a coffee. Push to wake
some
them up.
Like
coffee, but there are clouds in the morning to wake you up. Huh?
To wake you up.
Maybe that's
recognized.
Can I finish 5 minutes? Where you want to go? You have to go. Whatever you want. You enjoyed? Beautiful. No? In shock. You know what I'm telling you? Like this. No svarim, no tshuvot, no...
What is this?
Read. What is svarim? My beti miri svarim lecha. Parashim, mazberim et arishonim, mazberim et agmara. Just to hasbir et agmara. You hear? Now listen carefully. Listen good. Now he's learning, Meyer, Emes is learning that this guy's not doing a little fool before. Then you can declare, then what's the issue then? The terrorist is just because you're not doing it for a fool. Now listen carefully. I don't believe for a minute that if it's an aspirin or a medicine and you personally not doing a little fool, it makes a difference. אם זה היה רפואה בדוקה, מנוסה ורפואה, מה שאתה לא לוקח את זה לרפואה זה מותר, but if a guy should take an aspirin because he likes the taste of it. It can't be, right? It can't be שהוא לוקח תרופות והוא לא חושב תרופה, right? No, I'm saying it can't be a case where the thing itself is a תרופה והוא לא חושב על תרופה וזה ספק של הגמרא. הכוונה צריך להיות שזה לא תרופה, right? והוא לוקח את זה, ויש בזה עניין רפואי, והוא גם לא מכוון לזה, right? That's how I understand the Sfas Emes. I don't believe the Sfas Emes is telling me that if a guy takes aspirin, candy. Yeah, a guy comes and takes aspirin because it's candy. It has a sharp taste to it. No, I don't even mean crazy. For example, let's say you have aspirin that has some flavor in it. That's right. A chewable tablet. Mi shochel a chewable tablet, the woman, 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 the
The candy, the
cough candy. Saying those, something like that. The strong cough candy, the ones that are mamish not candy. Right? Anyway, you pass it, because it's not also on Shabbos. It's only Mishrik and some Amandim, it's only on. So that's what I'm telling you. You can't come and say that the Sfatemis means like this. Reminds me of the old days when I used to give shir and I used to scream on top of my... Remember those days? Never, you hear? The Shaila Gemara was never... Even according to the Sfatemis, the Shaila Gemara... Oh, no bag of shir. The style of the Gemara was never his. The style of the Gemara, even according to the Sfasemis, was never medicine that he's not mechavel or fool. It's food or whatever, low food. Yeah? Vuyachol liot shezeh marpeh, v'hu lo mechavel l'refuah. Oh, that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Do we say, since it has refuah in it also, like a coffee? Maybe shika sonim on him.
Oh, do we say refuah?
I do, but maybe we'll say another tzad. Dilma, maybe we could say a whole mukshat, meaning, and I believe it's Meduyik in the Sfasem. Since the way to eat this Adama is through Ketisha, look at the Lashon. Afilu v'yad hida l'faresh, lo mayri shochel l'rfua, el afilu l'chol shlo l'rfua, ratza rebi l'esor, mishum gzera. The Shema Yitzchak Avar Yichtashenu. It's any food. What's the Sfasem saying? The Teretz is Moiritik. You hear the Ketir? Since Lamaisa there's a little bit Rufu in it. And Lamaisa the Gzeir of Sheikh Kassam and Manim could apply. So let's put it together and say it's Aser. And tell me something. In the Chesed and the Gemara, did anybody ever argue on Rebbe?
No.
The only Rebbe that came and said differently is because of Sakana. The coin to Sam's given my dear Kiddush in the Gemara, La Lach Lamaisa. Rebbe, one to the Asi, you hear? Achilles, Oichel. She is for a fool. But she is for in you, Shrika Samim on him. And together we'll put it in what and say it's us. Again, either we, according to the Sassam, the Chesh with the Gemara was what? It's Kavana. The person wasn't Mechavim or Fuah. I asked you a bit, so what, does he mean matter medicine when a guy wasn't Mechavim or
Fuah?
Abad, you're not talking about a medicine by the Kaminusa. You're talking about Oshas Ochel, Oshas Stam Lochel, Stam Shtus. Okay. Avomav. Mekivan Shiyez Bezer Gaminyan Refuah Bolesor. Adil Mekivan Shiyez Ochel Bonatir. Adilma, if you read the Sfasemis, it's Mashman, this Nikuda. Since Lamai Shiyez Bo'inyan Shal Refuah. Yes, Bohagzeira Gam Kishia Volachatashenu, be Ochel, Lonesor Ochel, because Shema Yavalachtish. We're not gonna forbid you to eat food on Shabbos, Shema Yavalachatesh. But since this has it in Rufu also, we'll put two and things together, Zevin Zegorem, and we'll come and say, and Lamaisa, what do we have from this? That Rebbe was Takamaskin. So I think this is a different case. So what? The second way is that it's not because it has only Stam Rafua. But it has it in the Gzeir also. The Gzeir is Takaroy over here. You put it together. Maisa, you have Rafua here, so we asked it all for one shot.
Now we can put it together, it's okay.
No. Either the pshat like this. This was not eaten with Rafua. So what's the truth started? The mice is Rafua. It has in the Rafua. Who cares? So it comes out according to the coffee, for example. Coffee will be awesome. According to this, if Nesor is there, coffee will be awesome. The other side is, no, you missed the point. Since the mice didn't need Tisha here too, so the same Xerashik Samanam applies here. So why don't we say by all foods? We don't say by all foods because it's food. Mashenk in here that has it in medicine too. Bunny Xerb Shum Shika Summon.
What's the first
side is since it has the food in it, so we have to come and ask her.
Even if it's not really food.
Right. Even though there's no petition, nothing. Since it has in it my lot shall refuah, I who marshal the kill, ketchup is for stia. Second side is, no, you can't stand the cloud. She has for a fool, I'm a camel or fool. I'm a kima sag zera sayach po. Kishika samim manin, you might be kaitish. I will like all foods that way, yeah, but all foods is food. This has to be medicine. It's medicine, that's just some plus stuff. Yeah, it's not real medicine. It's vitamins, minerals, not medicine. Tea is not medicine.
Coffee,
caffeine, enakhami. It's good. Enakhami. But what's the hatter? You don't have to be kaitish. You don't have to be kaitish. That's regular katush. It's a tea bag. You don't have to be kaitish. By that dhamma, you might have to be kaitish. This Rabbi Sai is the Shakla Lataya of the Sukh. This is the Shakla Lataya of this Sukh. Oh, what? Who? I'm sorry, one side, one again? Tochen? No, she's the same thing. It's not that, it's the same thing. Shikha Samanim is Oscar Mishom Tochen. I want to write a tshuva about Allah. You ready? Vitamins on Shabbos. Also Mutter. After today's shift, vitamins on Shabbos. Also Mutter. Vitamins on Shabbos.
It's
also Mutter. Good.
It's some.
Let's say it's food. Does it have refu in it also?
Yes.
Is it shaykh who speak or something on him?
Yes.
That's true. Vassam is a mighty also.
What
are you thinking about? How you make vitamins? I didn't say orange juice. Food is mutter. Food is mutter. That's what I'm telling you. Because food is food. Food is food. But a vitamin. Even if it's eichel, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Chiddush. The mic has a hatter that it's eichel. According to the way the Sfasemis wins the Gemara, even if it's eichel. I'm telling you, if you learn Eichel, fine. But this, according to Sam, it's not helping me anything. Because even if it's an Eichel, if it has in it that it could be refuah, and also, there it could apply. This Rabbi Sai is the next Gemara. I just want to tell you over one more thing, and I'll say bye-bye to you. It was once a Shiloh, you learned the next piece of Gemara, the Gemara comes out, that the special clothing for Shabbos, how do we know from Ruth? Ruth, right? So she dressed up for Boyas. So you see that the special clothing, right? So she dressed up, so you see the special clothing. Right? You put on your clothing, you see the special clothing to shop.
She wasn't.
Let me tell you an interesting story. That's the special clothing to Shabbos? You're asking good kashas of pshat. I just want to tell you, you say a lot of luck if I learn from this tomorrow. When you have special clothing to Shabbos, is the tight, the mikvot Shabbat, shalom u'bosh b'kei choyl, k'mom hiluchah b'Shabbos, hiluchah b'choyl, diburcha b'Shabbos, ki diburcha b'choyl? Or it's miuchat, nice clothing for Shabbos?
Because Shabbos, right.
Again, is it shalom u'bosh b'kei choyl?
Machlis from what thing?
Or the pshat is, they have to have nice clothing for Shabbos.
It's a Shabbat.
Come to Shabbos, wear nice clothing. You know where it's the Gehlem Aysa? Years ago, when I was yeshiva, Danino al this, did you wear Shabbos clothing, wait a second, to wedding? If the tight is, you need special clothing for Shabbos, so you won't be able to wear a beautiful suit that you have, that you wear maybe sometimes in the weekdays, you won't be able to wear it for Shabbos. Let's say a guy has a very nice suit when he meets people, right? He's a businessman. Could he wear this suit on Shabbos? So if it's a special luck to wear nice clothing on Shabbos, it'll be mutter. And if the tights is, you have to change from Ruth and Zariah, which way?
You
just have to change. Because if the pshat is, you need to... No.
Visually.
I'm saying Shabbos, not the opposite, not change. No, you have to have nice clothing for Shabbos.
Nice or special?
Because you see that, because you see she wasn't wearing special for Shabbos. She wore her clothing to bayas. She wore the clothing to buy us.
Yeah.
So what do we see from here? That it's Shabbos clothing. If it's Shabbos, then why can't you wear it to buy us? If it's supposed to be special for Shabbos, so what you wearing it's going to buy us for?
Do
you see the pshat? It's nice clothing for Shabbos. The only thing is, in the Zmira, I was medayik that it's mashma not like that. Do you say the beginning? No, Ribon Olamim.
Yeah.
Adonai Haraitz. Yeah. This is the beginning. What do we say? Tavlo Malachecha, Malachi Asharet, Shusbuni Berachamim, Ki Hichlafti Simloisai.
No, we didn't say this.
Vitzati Mitasi V'Chvei Dashabes. You don't have it?
It's Ribon Olamim. It's before the Kiddush.
Shaiti, bring it to me. Let's see.
Before
Kiddush. Who says? Vitzati Mitasi. Hichlafti Simloisai.
Lichvoi
Yom HaShabbat. Does he say I put on nice clothing, or does it say?
Change it.
Hichlafti Simloisai.
No, Simloisai. It doesn't mean all Shabbat Simloisai.
You cannot wear the whole one.
Hichlafti. No, I'm saying, if you want to come and say Rabbi Nishon, I did. Mashasiti. Mashasiti. Yeah, put on nice clothing for Shabbos. What's Hichlafti Simloisai? Because of this reason, there you go. Your special in your lachliv b'gadim b'shvila Shabbat. Ki chlafti, that's where it comes from. Ki chlafti. Doesn't say ki ilbashti big day nafi b'shvila Shabbat or big day yafa b'shvila Shabbat. Ki chlafti simloi. I changed my clothing for the Yom HaShabbat. It's not the same clothing of the weekday. My own deal. Yeah. She was allowed to, because Ruth is allowed to wear it for to go to Bayat. The Gemara says on Shabbos, that's the Gemara. That's what we Shabbos clothing, that she wore to Bayat. She sees that halacha l'maisa, are you allowed to wear your Shabbos suit to chasna during the week? A guy has a chasna every night, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like we had this recently, right?
Yeah.
Every other night there was a chasna. So it comes out wearing the same clothing as Shabbos the whole week. Ruth, what do we see? It has to be nice, that's all. I'm saying it's up from the Gemara, you see, not that way. That's what I'm showing you. From Ruth Lachari, you have a raya that the Shabbos clothing, as long as it's nice, I can wear in the weekdays too. Let me throw something. Menayim Lishinui Begadim in HaTorah. Menayim Lishinui Begadim in HaTorah. Shinemar Upashat Et Begadav Vilavash Begadim Achirim. The Kohen, Yom Kippur, when he goes in, Lifnai Lifnim, he wears one clothing, and when he comes out, he wears a different clothing. So my question to you is, okay, slow. So Minayin was Shinui Begadim in HaTorah. Says Rashi, Shehu Derech Kavod Lifnei HaMakom. Now, is the Gemara's question about Yom Kippur? That's the Gemara's. Menayin l'shinu begadim in HaTorah on Yom Kippur? more than that, then what would the question answer be? I mean, it's a pasuk. Uminayin sachsul lechalal Shabbat, shenemar tishmor Shabbat. That you haven't seen such a Gemara? Uminayin l'shinui begadim minat Torah. The Gemara says, how do I know shinui begadim minat Torah? Says Rashi, who derech kavoy lifnei amakom. It's a derech kavoy before the Rebbein Shalom. So here the questions like this. The question, like, I mean, past this, what are we talking about? Shabbos, I guess, no?
Shabbat.
Mm-hmm. How do you learn the Gemara? Minayishu shloshinu begadim, it's for Shabbos. So then why does Rashi say who derech kavoy lifnei amakom? It's Shabbos. Say it's a covenant of Shabbos. Shabbos then. So I'm saying the covenant is covenant of Shabbos. Who? So Shinu Gadim, so you're saying the Gemara doesn't mean? More Lavda. Lavda. What's Kufu Tes? Says, yeah, he brings on the siding mark Kufi test, right?
There, we have it, it's the next case.
This again is shot, this again is Beit HaMikdash. I want to know what Kufi test is going on. It had to be a mashal. Let's take
the study of Torah.
Okay, let's see what the mashal says. Oida! Oida la'el! Am I teaching you how to learn? You saw, I'm opening up the Gemara first part. And I was shinu begadim minat Torah. Shabbos, what, when? I knew right away there was a problem. And what's my problem?
What's the case?
Pashit, you learn in Shabbos. If it's Shabbos, you know what the problem is? What's Rashi talking about? Shehu derech kavod lifnei amakom. Kavod for Shabbos, no? When you wear nice clothing on Shabbos, you're wearing nice clothing with kavod hayom. To honor the day. Unless you learn, the kavod hayom has to do with kavod amakom. Maybe it has to do with the kavod amakom. For example, you're supposed to clean the house, yeah? As if a big guest is coming. You know who the big guest is? The Rebbein Shalom. When we come and we say boi kala, right? What do we say for Friday night?
We mean the
Shechina maker.
Yeah, for Shabbat.
No. Bo neitze.
Shabbat we mean. Shabbat Malketa or say?
Shabbat.
Boi kala, Shabbat Malketa.
Oh, either it's the Matronisa, the queen, the king, Shabbos. What's the Eidishtha? The Rebbein Shalom. You're coming and you're bringing in the Rebbein Shalom. It's not the Shabbos, it's Hashem. The Aruch HaShulchan. There's an Aruch HaShulchan about the reason why we have to clean the house Erev Shabbos. You have an Aruch HaShulchan? Aruch Chaim Beth, yeah. So again, it's very simple, what? Nice, we're not holding me. I'll get there with you. Give me a minute. Again, the Gemara starts off, Minayin, Lashinu Begadim and Atayra. So I asked you right away, Shinu Begadim, when? When? What are you talking about? So you start telling me, on every good occasion, so I told you, something's wrong here. It sounds like it's Shabbos we're talking about. Says the Mashal, what are we talking about? Shabbat. Now, for those that are Rishonim minded, they brought down from Rabbeinu Prachya the same thing. That's referring to what? It's referring to Shabbos.
Who's the third Rabbein Prachter?
Tereshit, Rabbein Prachter Tereshit. Yeah? My question to you is, if that's true, why does Rashi say, Shehu derech kavod lifnei hamakom? Rashi should have said, it's kavod Shabbos. It's the kavod of Shabbos. You hear the question? Okay, so before you hear, let me hear the question. Gemara brings down, Minayin, Lashinui, Begadim, Minatayr. How do you know the changing of clothing? So the question is, when? For what? For holy occasions? For special occasions? Or particularly for Shabbos? So Tashi, you mean for Shabbos. The problem with that is, Rashi says, Shehu derech kavod, Lashinui, Amakom. In Shabbos, it's pshat is it's for Shabbos. It's the Chvod HaShabbat, not the Chvod HaMakom. Rashi, Shehu derech kavod lifnei hamakom. Anyways, what do we learn now from? Shenemar, u pashat et begadav, lavas begadim achirim. So therefore, we see that kavod lifnei hamakom has levels also. A person works in the Beis HaMikdash, it's lifnei hamakom. When a person works lifnei ulifnim, it's even more lifnei hamakom. And that is ta'un what? Even more pashat b'gadav b'lavash b'gadim achirim. The Tanu Dvei Rabbi Shmuel kavod hamakom, no? Yisrael Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Dvei Shmuel lim lecha Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching us derech eretz. Now, pashit derech eretz is a din in the you or it's a din in the person you're doing it for?
You.
Derech
Eretz
is Shirada.
For example, if you
eat it, nobody knows
what
you're
saying.
It's supposed to be Derech Eretz. Somebody makes it used to it, and then somebody will see it.
No.
Derech Eretz is you.
How we know? What's the right?
That's the Metzius. What do you mean? Derech Eretz. No, Derech Eretz, when you have to behave with an Oifen of Derech Eretz, right? It's not because of somebody. Here, let's say I have to treat you with Derech Eretz. It's not only because of you, it's because of me too. Because of Derech Eretz. Lim lecha Torah Derech Eretz. You know what I'm saying? Now it's Pashtra Limar. Lim lecha Torah Derech Eretz. Begadim should be shel behem kedera l'rabbi al yimzu behem kais l'rabbi. That the same clothing that you are what? Mevashel for the Rav. Al yimzu behem kais l'rabbi. So too. Over here, second, I'm not sure what.
What do you mean?
Yeah. The opposite, it's you.
What
do I need all the speech?
No, what they're trying to teach you in Mazak, in you were cooking to the world, the
atonement is
there.
No, it's an example.
Character they want to teach inside you.
That you should understand the derech eretz between the two different. In other words, like this. When you bring to a Rav one thing, right, and you're cooking for him, you yourself wouldn't go out with the same cooking clothing because you have derech eretz to the Rav. But you're derech eretz to the Rav. It's not the Rav's halacha. That's what I'm trying to tell you. In other words, a person who's a cook, right? Let's say a person wears an apron. She wouldn't come to the chasna with an apron. Right? So the pshat is she shouldn't go with that apron, Marav. Meaning it's not the Rabbeinu Shalom that's makbid on it. It's not the Rabbeinu Shalom's problem, it's she has no derech eretz to the Eibishter. What's the Shaykh of the Shabbos then? Why you would say that who cares?
Don't make sense.
You would say who cares? You would say who cares? You would say who cares? What do you mean? And I'll tell you the truth, and you'll soon see why I'm getting back into all this. In Yiddish they call it gribbling. Gribbling means I'm tretching for you for a reason. I have a reason to tell you this. We'll soon see halacha l'maisa about Talmid Chacham. We'll soon see how it applies halacha l'maisa to Talmid Chacham. But before we get to it, it seems that by Shabbos there is a pesachavod amakai. And it's your din of derech eretz, kilu on a Shabbat, not to dress like on a weekday. So let's see the Gemara. Amr b'chia bar Abba, Amr b'yechid, genai hu l'talmud chacham, shiyete b'min olam ha'metulayim l'shuk. It's a genai for a talmud chacham that he should go out with min olim. Min olim. No. To loyim means that has latis. You used to call latis. Some Russian word, no?
No.
It has patches. Latis.
Latis.
Patches. I mean, obviously, this Gemara led us right into Talmud Chacham. How do you see? No, I'm saying is, how did Talmud Chacham come? And Talmud Chacham not do this, huh? Who? Well, you see, and that's you addressing in front of the Talmud Chacham. Now the question is about the Talmud Chacham himself.
I spoke about you in front of my Rav.
That's right.
I'm not a Mishabam, that case?
No. No, it could be anybody, any person as a Rav. Mishamesh the Rav. Mishamesh the Rav. Because I caught some little boys begotten b'chusim. B'shas ha'yitzot ha'desh. Listen to the diuk over here. Very important diuk. When he takes out the deshen, they made him what? They made him... cheaper clothes. They made him wear cheaper clothes. Right? Rashi Bemis is most of a lot of the kudas that you don't have in the Gemara. Part of shot in the Gemara is that you're supposed to not wear the same clothing from Avaida to Avaida, and more Avaida, less Avaida. Right? More Lifnei Amakim and less Lifnei Amakim. Rashi learns completely different shot in the Gemara. Completely. Part of shot in the Gemara is like this. When you lift the Amakim, when you're in front of the Rabbeinu Shlalom, you have to what? Change your clothing. Shinui begadim. Changing. What does changing clothing mean? The more you're lifting amakim, the more better clothing it needs, right? Rashi's learning an interesting thing. Trumas hadeshen is less of an avoida
than
other avoidas. It's much more lower. I mean, it's taking out the junk. It's being the garbage man of the Beis Hamikdash. Right? What happens? You have special clothing, which are cheaper than regular. So what do we see from this? A, that you have to wear cheaper clothing. B, that there's more expensive clothing. And listen to the catch of Rashi. And the reason why you wear the cheaper clothing, so you shouldn't make the better clothing dirty. So we see from here that it's important to wear good clothing
with
Nei Amakim.
Can make another
that's a big jump. That's not Pashat Nei Amakim.
The person is a garbage man. I don't know. The person, he cuts
diamonds.
And now he wants to go down
with Nei Amakim.
He has to change clothes.
Right. So what's the reason he has to change his clothing? Because what clothing that you wore cutting diamonds is not nicer for the clothing that you wore. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi talks about getting dirty. Rashi's not even talking about that. That's dirty. Rashi says you shouldn't come with dirty clothing with Nei Amakim. It's not the shinui. It's the fact that now you have dirty clothing with Nei Amakim. Technically, it would be allowed. Exactly. That's why he talks about pusin and less pusin. Otherwise, well, who says, where does pusin come into the shinui? Oh, we'll talk about it. We'll talk. We'll soon see. Yeah, what's the answer? I agree with you. There's only one problem. Rashi sticks in not to make the good ones dirty. What's that again? He should have said simple. That for less avoda, there's less clothing. And for more avoda, there's nicer clothing. Does Rashi say that? Rashi says,
where he got
to you slap. This is a kasha I asked many of my rabbis. This is one of my famous kasha. I never listened to this Gemara, huh? Again, if someone, here, very simple. If you want to discuss, it's good, chat. Bring me a picture of Matin Abishol. Put it right here. That's how he would learn the Rashi. If you hang up. You ought to put it. The pictures on the Sidurim or Rav Yosef.
Pictures of Rav Shalom.
And he didn't what? Which was Shiva?
Because
it has a vibe, man. The palm is that. How do you ever take the into the Shiva? No? How do you take the Slicha? It has all the picture of Adi yourself. Yeah, but how do you bring it into the Yeshiva? The other begotten will get dirty. The other begotten will get dirty.
Will get dirty, oh God, if you don't know what's going to work for the other one.
So then the whole sugi doesn't start then.
Why?
And what happens? So how dare does Rashi say she'ein avayda chashuva? How dare Rashi say that? How dare Rashi say that haitzas hadesh and ein avayda chashuva?
But the first shot is not only about that. But my thing is, the second shot is because of the work that you have, that's why you have to do your clothing. In the first shot, you cannot, how do you know there's one clothing to the next?
One clothing to the next or one avoided to the next?
Because of the avodah, one has a better garment than the other.
Rashi says that, though.
I understand that. But if you take that regular...
But how do you run away from the Rashi? I don't want you to run away from the Rashi. Rashi says that this is less and this is more, and this is better and this is worse. And for some reason, Rashi wasn't happy with that. Why not? And the answer is... Why could he just simply say that cheaper clothing for Yisrael Tadashin, that's Mavashu Kedair L'Rabbi? He doesn't. He says, Shaloyim Asu Begadav, Hachashuv.
But it's
Bas Begadim Kehudim. He's in. So you don't need Shaloyim Asu Begadav Hachashuv. What do you need that for? So say, it's Kutu, that's why it's less, no?
Why you wore Begadim Kehudim? Do not want me
to laugh. So again, let's read Rashi. Ikar Katuv, Lilbosh Begadim Kehudim, Beshat Hatzot Hadesh. Now, why? She'ena avoid the chashuva, is that the reason why? Or we say, no, that should be the reason, right? But it's not. How do you know? Because he says today. So the reason comes later, right? So he just explains that it's not an avoid the chashuva, which I don't know what he has to bring then. I mean, just right. Lamaisa, it might get dirty, and that's the end of the story. No, Rashi has to say she'ena avoid the chashuva. And today, shlo yamasu begad of a chashuvim, she'oy vebem avoy the sachil and shtir gugayim kitam and isu. Nachnu ba yeshiva lo chakarno ozeh, chakarno ozeh. Lo bagmara, alach lamaisa. If a person has a suit, you hear, and he wears it on the weekday, and he takes that suit and he gives it to the cleaners.
He's not worth it, yeah?
Depends on the two sugya. If you learn this sugya, it's no good. Why? Because you can't have the same clothing on Shabbos and weekday. If you learn the problem is what? Shinu begadim, that it should be clean for Shabbos. It should be special. My cloth had that, it makes it dirty, so you need special clothing. So where I can give it to the cleaners, there's no problem. In what? Give me a sec. I couldn't catch both at the same time. That's right. In Shinu Begadim, there's two Begadim. That's exactly what I'm telling you. Zani Sapet. Rashi Malavir. Change. And from this Gemara, I would say the Indian is clean, and the nafkamina between the two is this case. Now let's go to Talmud Chacham. So what do we have for Talmud Chacham? All of a sudden, from this, somehow we springboard to Talmud Chacham. Talmud Vei Rabbi Shmuel, the drash of the Haikra. What? Not yet. What's the pshat in this Rashi with drash of the Haikra? What does Rashi want? Next Rashi, the Tana of the Bei Rabbi Yisrael.
That's not that we made it.
No. The drash of the Haikra.
Then he learned it from this.
A little bit better. Say it a little bit better. Tana of the Bei Rabbi Yisrael is not adding or arguing. That's what Rashi's trying to say. It's just giving you a muscle for the pasuk. The Tana of the Bei Rabbi. Usually with me, that Rabbi Shmuel said, he said over the same Gemara. Meaning what? An example. That's all Rashi is trying to say. The Tana of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel is not adding. He's not giving you a new halachas. He's explaining bedrash of the high crow. He spoke a meaning, a mashal in this pasuk. That's all he's saying. Okay. Now, why is that important in Rashi? Why is it so important in Rashi? What's the pshat mitzvah tomorrow? There's a mighty thing going on here. You see that he's not adding anything. So what is Rashi? He's not. Rashi says, Lamaisi, he's not. This Tana should be adding, but he's not, right? Bidrasha the Haikra. No, he's explaining the drasha, that's all. I mean, so what don't you? You wouldn't know from Rashi himself that he's explaining the drasha?
What do you explain? I want to know what he
says. Says the Pasuk, Lahoiti is Hadesha, right? Comes with Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, this that you're Mavashal Kedera, right? This you're Mavashal Kedera. You shouldn't go Al Yinzik Kais L'Rabbi. Mata Mosif Mash, Mash Ma'u Mosif. Better, say it. You see a Moshe for Shabbos with Kais? The Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel adds me on a Moshe for Shabbos? Where do you see Shabbos in Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel?
The clothing that you learned with them.
So they're before Makkah and they're Bainshlam. Okay, listen carefully. You know what it is? It's reading a Gemara. Let's say you have to rewrite this Gemara. The Tana, the very small, usually the Tana would be Hosafalacha, Raya, Mashu. Omer Rashi, Pazel Lo. Pazel Shum Davar, the Rak Bidrasha, the Haikra. In the Drasha, he explained the Drasha like this. Okay. Why does Rashi need that? What's I mean, obviously he's not adding anything. What's the chiddush? And the answer is very simple. I'll tell you what the answer is. When you learn Upas is begad of Allah, is begad of Acherim, you could come and say that it has nothing to do with dirt and not dirt, clean and not clean. It has to do with the shinui, right? The mashal of Rabbi Shmuel was Kedera, Mavashal Kedera, and Moisik Kais is dirty. Mavashal Kedera means you're cooking in the kitchen. Why does he give? That's why Rashi saying Bidrasha the High Krah. Rashi got his piece of Torah, clean and not clean, from the mashal of Rabbi Shmuel, and he learned Rabbi Shmuel is the pshat in the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, when he talks about his hoisafa, the drasha, the high kraw, the Mele Rashi learned that the case was clean and not clean.
And because that can you read that? Is it chat? Can you read now with Rashi?
Yes, one second. The Gadim Shibisha Makadela Rabbi, you know how I know this? Look at the next lesson. Dumya.
One moment.
Dumya the Itzah Hadeshin. Now, what does he want with Dumya the Itzah Hadeshin? What does Rashi want?
Itzah Hadeshin is dirty.
Rashi wants that it's not the. I'll say it over again. Gesh, give me one more second. I'll say it over again. Huh? Why not?
Because if you go to king and you don't have nice clothes.
But that's not this drasha. That's something else. That could be a different drasha.
What's Avodah? It's not Hashem Avodah.
Yeah, but that could be a different problem. He's saying in the Kuda, in order for you to have clothing, shall be south of Zera, and it'll be dirty, and then you'll come in front of the melech with it, that you can't. Huh? The right of the Kogolot switches the clothing between Kach Kadashim and outside. The answer is, because could be Kach Kadashim is because you couldn't wear gold. It's not due to Kavan HaMakar. It has to do with Enkateger. No, it's Enkateger, not Sanega. It's nothing. If you learn that it's because of the Rebbeinu doesn't want to have Saniguria, it's not due to Kavan HaMakar that you're changing the clothing. Okay. Comes along Rashi and explains like this. Reish is called when you do Avayda Pchusa to Avayda Chashuva, what happens? You have to switch. Haytas Hadeshin to what? To Achilu Shtir. That should have been the Gemara. Rashi says it's more. You have to do more. What? I thought that's sure.
No, to change.
I don't need to be Chelik Rabbah Beth Amidash, or it's better to have a thought on them. Chelik. Now, comes along Rashi. Here comes along Rashi. And he explains more. It's not Stam what? It's not Stam Avayda Chashuva, not Chashuva. It's also because of the Indian of dirty and not dirty. often that I ask you what Lindukhatar Dercharis, it's not Lu Dercharis then. If the tight is that a person should not wear the same clothing Shabbos and weekday, and a person should wear before the Melech one clothing and the same clothing Shaloi Bifnei HaMelech, then I understand Lindukhatarah Derech. Eretz. I haven't seen the Lashon, huh? Yeah, what's Derecheret? I mean, Pasha, you don't go in front of the king with dirty clothing. What's the Shiloh? Pasha, like that. That's a Limbucha, yeah.
Why is it Pasha if you don't go in front of the king with clothing? Because
yeah, but it wouldn't be limbucha teres derecheret. You're right. Even with Reb Chaya, but it's not limbucha then. It's not limbucha. It's not a limud. It's not a limud. It's an understood thing once the Torah was given. Yeah, but you don't need the word limbucha. Limbucha is mashma. It's a special limud that we learned here. It's not a limbucha teres derecheret. Say yeah, it's on the limbucha teres derecheret. Special limud. Okay, you hear? Listen good. I told you that's why Rashi, even though Pashuk Shad and Gemara Zulcha Der Derches, Rashi learns that the Chiddush is a Chiddush of what? Not to have dirty clothing. So I ask you, where does Rashi get it from? And the answer is very Pashuk. What is Rabbi Shmuel's muscle? Who needs the muscle? What's the muscle to Deira? And the answer is, it's not a Shinui between one Avaida and another Avaida, it's Kedera to Kais. That's the Diuk. Dirty, it, the chiluk is not one avaida to another avaida. Kedera to a maizah kais. What's the difference between dirty and not dirty? That's why Rashi says Rabbi Shmuel is drosh of the high trough. Rabbi Shmuel's not adding, Rabbi Shmuel's not giving another insight into it. Rabbi Shmuel is the drosha. And that's why the next Rashi comes along and says, you hear, that the Pshad who turned to Rabbi Shmuel, the drosha, the Haikra, Rabbi Shmuel is the marshal of the drosha, and also Rashi explains, begad him, shabishmuk deil rabbi. What does Rashi want? Dumi the Haitras Hadesha. The Kedera. Rashi's being Medayik, Kedera and Haitras Hadesha. The Nakuda is not you're going to another Avaida, a more Chashav Avaida. The dirtiness, the Dumi, that's right. Rashi, Kedera is Dumi the Haitras Hadesha. Meaning, Rabbi Ismail's muscle of Kedera was because of what? Tafka. And it was the Ikir and the Kud of the Diuk is Kedera. Okay. Now, what does this have to do with Lamaisa? It's a very big mafkamina Lamaisa. If you have, like I explained to you, Shabbos clothing, which is perfectly clean, but Lamaisa wore it in the weekdays.
It's good.
It depends. According to this Gemara, it's mashmi need separate clothing. Mashankin over here, it's mashmi
what? You can do, you can,
every week. A person every week
go
to the cleaners.
Yeah.
Mashankin, according to the Gemara over here, that a person has to have special clothing on Shabbos.
But how about
it? It's a child. You have to know how, I mean, there's two Gemara. Okay, now, let's see the next Gemara about Talmud Chacham. Comes on the Gemara and says, Amro Chir Amro Yechinin, G'nai hu l'Talmud Chacham sh'yeitim n'al ha'matulayim l'shuk. It's a G'nai that you should go out. Now, how does this Gemara come in? Where did this Gemara come in? So first of all, like this.
From,
no, I'm saying, how did the
story of Rav Shmuel?
No, huh? That's what we're talking about. Talmid Chacham means the Eretz.
Yeah, but the Derech Eretz is when you do it in front of a Rav. Now, how does the Talmud Chacham come into the picture? And where are we
from the source of like a cooking kedira?
Yeah, but that's you in front of the Rav. Now the question is the Rav himself. Yeah, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's a g'nai for the Rav. How does it come in over here? Now tell me the end.
That's not a line. It's something else.
I know. It's a whole different story. I mean, how did this story come in? G'nai who? Now the end says I want to be medayik in the Gemara. Very important deal.
See, that's what we can go to make.
Why did the Gemara come and say Asur? The Gemara should come and say Asur for a Talmud Chacham to go out with these shoes. Why does the Gemara say Gnai? What's the Lashon Gnai?
It's not nice.
So say Asur.
It's not the
Chiddush is that it's not nice, or the Chiddush is that it's Asur?
No, it's not nice.
Right? That's the Lashon of the Gemara. So let's see how the Rambam brings down this halakha. The Rambam says like this. In Hilchot Deot, Malbus Talmud Chacham, Malbus Novinaki. Malbus of a Talmud Chacham has to be what? Novinaki. Asur. You hear the Russian? Asur. Chiyim to the big day, Katzin Hashem Nunit. We'll soon see the Gemara in a few minutes. Now, V'loy inau min olim mitulayim tulayi al gabi tulayi. You're not supposed to wear mitulayim, patch on a patch. How come when it says kesem, the Rambam used the lashon asur? By ketem abgada, says the Rambam, asur. Yeah? When it came to nalayim, the Rambam says loyinau. I thought the Pashtra and the Rambam is because the Rambam never used the Lashon Asur by Mitzulayim. Again, it goes like this. The Gemara says, I know, but it's okay. Come, the Gemara says Gnai. It's Gnai, right? So I ask you, what is the translation of Gnai? It's not nice, and the Chiddush of the Gemara is that it's not nice?
Yeah, okay.
Or the Chiddush of the Gemara is because it's not nice, therefore you're not allowed. What does the Gemara mean, Gnai? Gnai v'chen asur?
No, it's not nice.
I didn't see it. So the Chiddush of the Gemara is that it's not nice.
So,
first, huh?
So how come I'm not saying
it? No, he doesn't say that, so I'm trying to say something else. The word Gnai. Gnai is coming to tell me that it's not nice. Or Gnai is telling me Gnai Vasur. Why use the Lashon of Gnai?
If it's Vasur, then it's a Gnai. You will
be able to. Gnai means it's a Gnai, and therefore it's awesome. Or Gnai means it's a Bizayin. What do I have for this? I have a very big insight. Why does the Gemara just say awesome? It's awesome for Talmud Chacham to go what? B'minalayim and Tulayim. Oh, slowly. What? That's what I'm asking. From the Rosh of the Gemara, I'm asking, should we be Mizayin and it's not awesome? Why am I being Mizayin? Like this, because the Gemara, because that's how the Ram paskin. By ketem al bigdo, the Rambam used the lashon asur. And therefore, later on, when it comes to the lion, what does the Rambam say? V'lo yinav. G'nai. That's what I want to say. Pashuk shot. By ketem, the Gemara used the lashon yichayav mita for it. The next line in the Gemara. Kol pam chacham nimtz revav al bigdo chayav mita. When you say chayav mita, it means you're over on something. You shouldn't have done it. Basheki gnai just means it's not nice. The Gemara's lasha should have been asur.
Right.
Could be that's why the Rambam used the chila between asur and the lo yinav. Okay. O dilma. You hear the deal from Pashim Shat Lush. O dilma, maybe. The Gemara is just darshening gnai. Meaning, gnai is not what's asur, but rather gnai is that it's not nice. I believe that the Pashim Shat Gemara is it's not nice, and now I understand how this Gemara comes from the Gemara before. What does the Gemara before learn? That you have clothing, you hear? Yeah, you have clothing from Atzas Hadeshen. They got dirty. It's not nice to what? To go and use them. Why can't you clean them? If it gets dirty, you'll clean it. Like, what do you mean? They didn't know how to clean things in the Beis HaMikdash. You think it always got dirty? It could have gotten dirty.
Many times it didn't get dirty.
What do you see from this? The Gnai is that since this is something that could get dirty, when you come to the Melech, you use clothing that never got dirty. You use clothing, the pshat is that it wasn't dirty and fixed. You have special clothing for the Melech, which doesn't have to be... The covenant of the Melechites, I have special clothing. What's the special clothing? What makes it special? I am careful it shouldn't get dirty. Again, listen to the Kuda. Listen carefully. If I have a nice suit, right? What's the covering of the Melech? That the suit is nice and clean? Or the tight is that it's miyuchet for the Melech? I make it. What's shot miyuchet for the Melech? I'm careful it shouldn't get dirty. Listen carefully. Again, when I have special clothing, and I ask you this, what happens if my Shabbos suit is the exact same suit as my weekday suit? And guess what? That's what I have, right? I can't get it any different, right? This is the way it comes. This is the way it comes, and this is the way it is. You know, it's not a different company. It's the same company. It's the same everything. It's not. There's no such thing. This comes one quality, one standard. I cannot get any different. It's impossible for me to get it different. Because it's impossible. This is what it comes. It's not fitting me. There's the same. Then the pshat is he went to three different stores and got three different. No, if I would walk into the store, right, the place I go, there is nothing I can do. This is it. This is it. This is the one they make, and this is it. I can't get a blue one or a black one or a brown one with a line, without a line. Now listen good. Here, you're a lambda. Here, listen carefully. Here. You see, Rav Avadi Yosef could go to the store and buy 50 different colored clothes. I can't. So I'm saying, with green and brown, by me, this is it. It's the same style, the same size, the same everything. Okay? So then what's the difference between this and the Shabbos one? And the answer is, because it's different, right? What's the chiluk between different and not? What's the chiluk between a special for Shabbos? The answer is because the Shabbos one I'm more careful about. You're adding the point. I'm more careful with my Shabbos clothing. For example, this one I throw into the car. When I go to a wedding, you got it. You fold it nicely. So what is it? It's miyuchid, and therefore I'm careful it shouldn't get dirty and creased.
The kavanah is for the king.
The people that do that, I know certain people that do that, but that's only the big Rosh Hashivas, Why? Because they want... Yeah, so why do they do that? Because they want, besides that it should be different, it should also be, look a little nice. The Rebbe Shemite. Now listen, kid, listen good, listen. Now listen good, don't let's not mix the train of thought. Comes out like, Hoytzaras Hadesh, I don't believe that the Kayan was such a schlamazel that every time he took out his clothing, it's like, I'll tell you, there's a, I don't want to say the name of a person that I know. He has 1,000 ties. You know why? He only wears it once. He comes to the Shabbos meal, he wears his tie, he can never wear it again. Dirty, finished. Every Shabbos he gets his tie dirty. No. The person that lives in this neighborhood, in Two Garden Hills, and he's a Gevir Adir. It's just not worth it to him, the stress to have to be careful about how he eats and how he takes care of his tie, which we'll get to later, by the way, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. We'll soon see. So what does he do? He gets it dirty and he throws it away. Next, he gives it to the yeshiva guy. You go wash it. You go, you have yourself a free tie. Go, next. And every week he buys himself another tie. Good. For a dollar? Not for a dollar. Believe me, his. All my ties are one of his ties. Now listen carefully. Now listen carefully. Spoiled out. Obviously spoiled. Now the kids are nice. What's in the Kuda here in the Gemara? The Gemara is saying like this. The Kohen was not such a shlamazel that every time he took out the Trumas Hadeshin, he got dirty. Trumas Hadeshin could get dirty, right? So the shinui of having special clothing, because these clothing might get dirty, and these clothing I set aside so they should never get dirty, is the covet of Shabbos. So the Mela, I understand the Pshat in the Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham has to be what? Clean. Gnai to put a matlit on it. Why is it gnai to put a matlit? Matlit means to put a patch on. What's wrong with putting a patch on the shoe? No. So it comes out, it's what's not covered at Torah, right? Because now you have a shoe, you hear? What's wrong with the matlit? The matlit means it got dirty, it got ruined, and now I keep on fixing it, right? So it's no different than the case of the Trumas Hadesh with the clothing. The Trumas Hadesh with the clothing, it gets dirty, so go clean it. The answer is, so that's already not for the king. So the limud of gnai is a direct limud from Yitzhak Sadesh. That's what the Gemara means. Gnai, now we understand that this is a gnai. What's the gnai? I have a nice shoe, I patched it up. It's not dirty. Dirty, the Rambam says, is asur. This is not chasom dirty, it's not stupid. You go to the circus, you have a clown, he has a shoe. You ever see the clown shoe? It has 50 patches on it. You think the Tom Hawkins walking around like that? Chasom shalom.
It's
nice,
right?
It's music, yes? So what's the pshat in the matlit of the Talmud Chacham? It's already not a matlit that's miyuchid without. It's already not a shoe that's miyuchid without a patch for a king. Dirty. The next case is he's wearing. He has ravine. He's dirty. This is a Gemara directly from the Gemara before. Gnai hu le Talmud Chacham. It's a Gnai for Talmud Chacham. That he's supposed to represent the Rabbeinu Shloim. He can't have a shoe, which Kilu, it got dirty, and then now he put a patch on it. What's Rashi talking in Gemara?
Clean the clothes, it's enough.
From the case of Trumas Hadesh, that I see it's not enough to clean the clothing. So what do we see from this? One's clothing is clothing that could get dirty, and it's not miyuchid that you're careful not to get it dirty. That's already not Kavod HaMelech. A Talmud Chacham, since he has to have Kavod HaMelech, because he represents the Eivistah. So gnai, the limud is that it's a gnai to have such a shoe. It's much less. And that's why the Rambam says, Asr and Hila, you know.
So how come sometimes the Chachamim, they were like...
But that we'll talk about. Exactly what we're going to speak about as we learn the Gemara. Certain times the Chachamim was a stipple. The stipple looked terrible. Stipple partial work clothing that was green and messy. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it as we learn the Gemara. That's right. That's my terrace to the kasha. So it comes out that when Rashi talks about dirty and not dirty, it's another way of saying shinu and not shinu. It has to be special for Shabbos. No, he's coming from a different angle. The shinu is, here are clothing that I don't want to get dirty, and here are clothing that I don't care to get dirty. So it comes out that the case of dirty that Rashi was saying wasn't dirty and not clean. What was it? No? Special for Shabbos. The emes Rashi really means, and that's why it's a good night. That's what it is. Even if it's clean. So the gnai is even if it's clean, even if it's a matlit, it's clean. But my it's not miyuchad anymore. It's a regular shoe that I put a patch on. Regular shoe I patch on, it's taka osin hukha shabbos. You got it? So it comes, I'm ready to chiddush. Let's say I have a Shabbos suit, you hear? And I put a patch in the Shabbos suit. Put a patch in the Shabbos suit. But it's miyuchad to Shabbos. Very shy, but that's already not covered Shabbos. Any clothing, I have to put a patch on already. Huh? Any clothing, you know, here, I'll give you an example. You know how many times people come and take their Shabbos clothing, you hear? And it's already so worn out that they don't care to take it and, you know, put it underneath the bed, right? Now, it's special Shabbos clothing, maybe not. Maybe not.
What do you mean that?
It lacks in the miyuchid for Shabbos. The word miyuchid doesn't have to be, listen to the Taich, the word miyuchid doesn't have to be designated for Shabbos. Miyuchad gamki milashon what? The miyuchad. It's special for Shabbos. Not designated for Shabbos, but it's special for Shabbos. I'll give you another example. You ready? Give me another example. Let's say a person wants to eat special cake for Shabbos, right? So there's two things. He can come and say like this. A whole week, I don't eat cake. So Shabbos, I eat a piece of cake. It's special for Shabbos. Then there's another nekuda. I have a special cake for Shabbos. It's a cream cake. What is the
matzah for Shabbos?
The question is, what is the covenant of Shabbos? The covenant of Shabbos is that I have special,
or the thing itself
is a miyuchadik cake. From this gemara is mashma that you have miyuchad, and that's the gnayu of Talmud Chacham. He's not dirty. It's not ripped. It's not miyuchad. It's nothing special. It's a shoe that has a patch on it.
Like they say, he's very careful, but must be on clothes. In the middle of the day, middle of the week, he's not going to be.
That's what I'm telling you. That's the nafkamina. But it's lacking the other din. So that's the question. But it lacks the other din. You didn't set it aside for Shabbos. There's either designated for Shabbos. Now this is how you have to say it. There's two halachas of Shabbos clothing. Designated for Shabbos and special for Shabbos. These are my special clothing for Shabbos. And when somebody says these are my special clothing for Shabbos, now you're a Pisic, right? You know what Pisic, if you put the two words together? Pesach. Your mouth doesn't stop running, so we call you a Pisic. Okay, now here, so listen good, you hear? No, he knows. If he would tell me, you know what I'm telling you, that he's staying, on the condition that I have to lay on the floor, he could step on top of me, I would let him do it. Yeah? When you say, these are special for Shabbos, what do you mean by that? A, they're designated for Shabbos. I don't wear them in the weekdays. Well, they themselves are special for Shabbos. Where do you put the comma? Special for Shabbos or special comma for Shabbos? That's the nafkamina. It's special for Shabbos. Miyuchad l'Shabbat or miyuchad l'Shabbat. You see the difference? You'll see the difference?
It's the same thing.
Special for Shabbos. Which means it's designated for Shabbos. Or it's special. These clothing are special.
But not for Shabbos.
For Shabbos. No! I have special Yuchadim. Mashu. Bishwa Shabbat. The Gemara's sugi is, from before we only learned designated for Shabbos, comes along the sugi and the fataychi, what's shot designated for Shabbos? They have to be such clothing that I'm careful not to make dirty. These are such clothing that I wouldn't take for Yitzhak Hadeshah. The male I learned, Gnaihu l'Shabbos, Gnaihu l'Talmud Chacham. There's a new sugi now, that any clothing which has a patch, the kvar lavashi, I throw it underneath the... That's not for a Talmud Chacham to wear. And that's why the Rambam never used the Lashon Asr. It's talking about Asr. It's an Isser. Not dirty. Dirty is also Chayiv Misa. A patch is clean. It's wearable. But the Lo Yinal, because he has to wear what?
Special.
I'll tell you the truth. You ready?
Oh.
I have to be Moed Al Emes.
You only eat once.
Ta'iti. Lefi Ashur Azza Ta'iti. There's a special store in Borough Park called Frankfurters.
Store?
It's a store called Frankfurters. That's the name of the store.
What is that?
They sell...
Frank?
Yeah? Special made. Custom made. They come. Pius? Mamish.
Very cool.
Each one costs five times than what I pay for this. I pay for this less than you pay for a suit.
I see.
Less. No, it is. 100% less.
How much? $10?
$250 a suit? No. I pay a lot. How much you pay for a suit?
150.
150. So we're almost in the same ballpark. No, 150, same ballpark, exactly.
We got this bed without it.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about the candy machine that you bought it from. I'm talking about the store. You buying the candy machine or you buying the stuff? So maybe you're buying the quarter machine. He went and put in a quarter and he buys a suit.
That was
you know they say. I would have bought. My brother always says that. I would have bought the same suit, but my quarter got stuck in the candy machine.
You're buying with the pen, Rabbi?
With the pen. Good. So there are certain Rosh Hashivas that go there to buy. Many Rosh Hashivas go there to buy and always bother me. Why can't you? I see a Meridik in the crew there. There's no, not only is there a din that Talmud Chacham has to wear good and clean, he also has to wear special. Gnayu with Talmud Chacham is that it's not special. It's clean, it has its. No one's gonna. If a regular guy would walk out with this shoe that has a patch, nobody would say a word.
You're not allowed
nice
to
shoe.
Make
them? Nice shoe. But, it's lacking in special clothes. Like when you look at Tom Hoffman, you say, that's $300 pair of glasses. Or $300 suit? Maybe, according to this Gemara, it's right. He should be wearing tacos. Miyuchad, Shall how you learn the Gemara. Now we're going to soon see the rest of the Gemara, but not for the cycle. We're going to talk exactly what we're going to talk about. Miri, Rishayim, Mitzvah, next year. Sunday, Mitzvah, Hashem. Sunday's Yeshiva, right? When's Rosh Hashanah? That's clothing I didn't wear in the weekdays.
Nakim.
No, tekken. Clothing that. Clothing that I didn't wear in the weekdays? Clothing that.
I wore.
One second. Clothing that I wear for Shabbos.
Right.
And then now we're learning a special Kiddush, clothing that I wouldn't wear in the weekdays. See the difference?
Special. How do you know if it's special?
Is the tie special clothing that I didn't wear, that I don't wear in the weekdays? Clothing! Oh, that's what it was. That's what I'm looking for. Clothing that I don't wear in the weekdays? Or is it clothing I didn't wear in the weekdays? Or it's clothing that I wouldn't wear in the weekdays? What's the difference between? If you understand the difference between these three, you understood the shir. Again, clothing is a tight Shabbos clothing. Means special for Shabbos. Does it mean clothing I
don't
wear in the weekdays? Clothing I didn't wear in the weekdays? Or clothing that I wouldn't wear?
Didn't and wouldn't.
That's right. Didn't and wouldn't. From this sugi is masmet clothing I wouldn't wear in the weekdays.
Special clothing.
Yuchad means I'm so careful.
How about wedding?
Just like in the Truma Sedeshen,
I wouldn't wear it for Truma Sedeshen. I'll wear it.
Alright.
You see the difference?
Shabbos
I don't know. Shinu begadim. What do you mean shinu begadim? It has to be clothing that I'm careful. I wouldn't want to wear again. That's what the Rambam says.